What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I'm gonna get you high today, cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got nothing to do.
It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday!
What?
It's Friday!
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on! It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday, bitches! It's Friday!
What?
It's Friday!
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah! Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking Dave and Chuck the Freak.
WRIF is my favorite station. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Riff files and that hot bitch Lisa Wade.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah,
come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Yep, it is Friday, bitches. It's 6:13 on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning to you. It's the day of our big second annual backyard barbecue. Folks arriving around 8 o'clock this morning to get in here, and we'll be doing the last about hour and a half of our show from outside today. Looks like a great day to do that as well. And we're just seeing the end of the rare blue moon.
I thought the blue moon was tonight.
No, I see. It's
I don't know.
I saw it this morning.
It was very bright.
I saw the moon. I didn't think it was blue, but it might be. It might have been tonight. I don't know why I thought it was tomorrow.
It says it will happen July 31st. So does that mean it happened?
I think it happens tonight. I mean, that's what I think.
Didn't look blue to me.
There's a blue moon tonight.
Just so you guys know, I don't think it actually turns blue at all.
Oh.
Blue moon means something else, right?
Oh, yeah, I think
well,
so.
It takes on a bluish hue.
Hue.
A bluish hue. because of smoke or dust particles in the atmosphere.
Huh.
Such as during a cataclysmic volcanic eruption.
Oh, great.
That's cool.
I love the fact that there's a cataclysmic volcanic eruption somewhere.
The last time this happened was back in 2012, and if you want to see it again, if you miss it tonight, 2018.
You guys, when there's a blue moon, I turn into a were-alcoholic.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
A boozing alcoholic werewolf?
Yes.
Wow.
So, cage me up after the show.
Okay.
Okay. We'll lock you in the dunk tank and make sure you don't get out.
You're just throwing booze in there?
Throw me lots of raw meat and booze.
Sounds like a good night.
Oh. Isn't a blue moon also the second full moon within the one cycle?
Yes.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is like something else. But
yeah, so this is rare to have two full moons in 1 month.
But if there's some kind of dust particle thing going on, that's separate. That's another type of blue moon. So
does anyone know the blue moon song?
Yes.
My dad always sang that.
Yep.
Okay, just making sure it wasn't.
Was it Back to the Future or something?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I believe so, because that's probably the only way I would know that song.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was Back to the Future.
Blue Moon.
I saw you standing alone.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's a Back to the Future.
It's got to be Blood Back to the Future.
Yeah, I don't know, it was one of my dad's big drunken hits that he'd bring out singing in the Irish gatherings.
I used to like all that old-timey music. Something wrong with me.
I think it's just, it's why I like Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
It's what my parents played when I grew up, right? I don't know. It gets into your mind.
Yeah, I know.
Like Blue Moon.
I don't feel the same way about my parents' music because my dad, loves Whitesnake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like
I don't feel the same.
Your dad comes from a different generation.
Yeah, like when I hear Whitesnake, I'm not like, oh, my childhood.
Yeah.
Doesn't give you the same warm and fuzzies that like a Kenny Rogers song gives me?
No.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that's odd. That's an odd
So your dad, so maybe it was the video. What's her name?
Tawny Kitaen.
Tawny Kitaen.
What's the guy's name? David Coverdale?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not like Dave with David Coverdale where I'd be like, David Coverdale! David Coverdale, I love you!
My God, that guy's awesome!
Let me up and sing with you, David Coverdale!
I would.
I'd love to see it. If I get to sing with Kenny Rogers, you should get to sing with David Coverdale. Oh, we'll make these dreams come true one day. Mm. What a great concert that would be.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Andy singing with Whitesnake, me singing with Kenny.
The Father's Memories Tour.
Dude, that video changed me, though.
Oh,
as a young lad.
Absolutely. Because she was something else.
What are you doing in
that
car?
She was like a trailblazing whore. Don't you believe?
Yeah.
Like, I had never seen a whore like that whore before that.
She was. I mean, there were whores, but none like that.
None that did splits on the hood of a car. Mm-hmm.
She did not hold up, by the way, I don't think.
No, she didn't. Tawny Kitaen.
She did not, no.
She's, what was she a part of? Some reality show?
It was like the drug one.
Yeah,
it was like
rehab one.
Celebrity rehab.
Yeah.
But, like, did she marry...
picture Andy's dad.
Yeah, my dad was like, I'm about to make a baby. And it was me.
Wow.
Conceived to Whitesnake.
I probably was. Who knows what my dad got up to.
Didn't she marry like a baseball player, Chuck Finley, and she tried to kill him or something?
Yeah, but she was a nightmare. She turned out to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
Generally, salacious whores go down nightmare lane.
Yeah, because wasn't she salacious whoring? Like, this might have been the scene about to happen where she was just licking on him sucking on him.
Licking his ear. And
I think when they shot that video, even the director was like, that was even more salacious than we thought.
For its time, it was unbelievably whorish.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't really see stuff like that on TV.
No, it was the beginning.
So, trailblazing whore, Tawny Kitaen. We salute you. All right, coming up, we're going to our first check. Our first check of RIP News. Remember that big pileup on 94 this past winter that led to that classic 911 call?
Yeah.
What's the latest news on that story this morning? What drinks cause the worst hangover? Mm. What are the body parts women are most insecure about? And what are the ones they love? We've got celebrity dirt from the RIP Files and Bitches Be Trippin'. You'll find out why. Our first check of RIP News is just moments away.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time right now for a check of RIP News brought to you by Detroit Medical Center, DMC Huron Valley Sinai Hospital, where the current wait time to be seen by a doctor in the ER is 54 minutes. Visit DMC.org for wait times at all DMC emergency rooms. DMC Huron Valley Sinai, home of the 29-minute ER guarantee at Commerce and Commerce in Commerce. It may look cute and harmless, but a wild turkey has got University of Michigan's North Campus on edge. Fox 2 News has the story. Take a listen.
Police say this turkey has been trotting across the north part of campus for about a month now, and although it's pretty popular with some students, U of M PD says it's been terrorizing others, and it can be very dangerous. Forget a five-star recruit or a coach worth millions. The hottest attraction at U of M is a turkey.
One of my friends got chased up the hill from the turkey.
The turkey encounters have been many. Several reports of it charging students, cornering others, even holding up traffic.
I've driven past it. It won't get out the middle of the street.
Most turkeys would run away from you because they're birds and, you know, you're a person.
Oh, wow.
But
Michigan.
Tom Tom, he's not like that.
Yes, the turkey Tom-Tom has not just one.
Dr. Tom Tom.
But
Dr.
a few Tom-Tom names.
Terry the turkey.
Terry the turkey. Oh. So apparently this turkey has a number of aliases to confuse the public and the authorities trying to find it.
Yes.
While running amok on U of M's North Campus, racking up followers on Twitter, Dr. Tom Tom or Terry or Gobbles has managed to elude U of M's pest control.
Have you seen the turkey?
No.
Terry the turkey?
No.
Gobbles the turkey? Dr. Tom Tom the turkey?
No.
Are you covering for him?
No.
And just as we thought things were heating up.
In what aspects?
The trail went cold.
Can you ask the question again?
We got lost in translation talking with this guy who said he's seen the turkey.
We thought this man spotted the turkey, but just turns out he's actually Turkish.
Yeah.
He's from Turkey.
We did not find Gobbles or Terry the turkey or Dr. Tom Tom while we were out. It's still out there roaming around campus. Police want people to stay away from it because turkeys can become pretty aggressive pretty quick.
A turkey? Turkey? Yes,
turkey.
Yes.
Had no idea what was going on there.
No.
Poor fella.
I have a wild turkey in my neighborhood.
Do you?
Do you guys
should get the news out there?
I guess so. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah, apparently it is. They'll do 2 minutes on it.
You don't live in fear of it because of your security system.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. She has those water blasters. Yeah.
I love that they say it's popular with some, terrorizing others.
Yeah.
I think like that little nerdy dude probably is terrified.
He's like, I don't know, guys.
He's like, two things. I've never seen a vagina.
Number one.
And I am deathly afraid of this turkey.
Oh, it cornered my friend.
Of course it did.
Of course it did.
Oh, that poor guy.
I'm sure everyone else like, basically,
turkey, what up?
Because I could totally hang out with that guy. I know it.
I
He's a big Star Wars fan. I could totally hang with that guy. But you put one of us nerds on TV, it doesn't go well for us.
Hey. Oh yeah, he's scary.
Deathly afraid of turkeys. Don't do an interview with the news if you are going to out yourself as a big turkey fear guy.
Yeah,
turkey fear.
It's not going to work.
I got the turkey fear.
Remember that 911 call that we loved from back this past winter? About the big pileup on 94.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get the rotators!
Yeah. If you missed it, this is the call that came in. There was a 193 vehicle pileup at the time. There's news about that story this morning. I'll get to in a second, but this was the 911 call that we love. Take a listen.
An emergency. Okay, I want you to shut up, but I want you to listen to me very carefully.
Shut
up. The 95-yard line, Interstate 94, eastbound side is completely shut down. We've got multiple tractor trailers out here in the ditch wrecked. We've got diesel fuel leaking out of several tanks. You need to have that team out here. You need to get some heavy-duty wreckers out here with rotators. You have got at least 6 tractor trailers in the ditch, multi-car pileup, and you need to get some fire troops out here, and you need to get some EMTs out here now.
Now!
You got Interstate 94 completely shut down. You have multiple wrecks out here. I need to get 1, 2, 3.
Sir, you said you're at the 95.
95, eastbound, 94.
Okay, listen, you're yelling at the wrong county. Just second.
I still couldn't believe that's how that call ended.
I know.
But that guy was trying to take action because there was a 193 vehicle pileup. And yesterday, about a quarter of the motorists involved were fined. They were fined more than $5,600 for driving too fast for road conditions or impeding traffic in that January 9th pileup on I-94 near Galesburg. Details of the fines were obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. There were 18 people injured and a 57-year-old truck driver was killed. And for 2 days, that was closed down. That's the one that set off the fireworks, wasn't it? Was that the same one that a fireworks truck was involved
in it? It might have been.
I feel like it was.
It might have been.
There was hazardous materials leak and all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 48 drivers were all fined for driving too fast.
There's a little salt in the wound, huh?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I'm amazed. I mean, I guess they have to, even though you're involved in a big pileup, those people could have been responsible for it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it was whiteout conditions. I mean, I know you're supposed to, if you knew how fast they want you to drive in the snow. You know what I mean? Like, what? I wonder what their recommendation for snow driving is.
I don't know, but it seems weird to be able to give tickets like that.
Like, post-haste?
No.
Like, way after the fact?
Well, yeah, and in whiteout conditions, you can't control your... It's just tough.
Yeah, when they said that fines were pending, I thought they'll probably let them all off, given the situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Given there's so many people involved, so many injuries, so many cars, how do you determine who was at fault and who was just, you know, caught up in what was going on?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they determined that we're 48 people that either helped cause it or...
It's like, yeah, but how do they even determine, right, like who the 48 are out of the 196?
I have no idea how they would do that.
Name in a hat?
This person's still alive. Give him a ticket.
Dave Hunter.
Yay, give him a ticket. If he's still with us. If not, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does seem really strange. Mm-hmm. They would, you know, ticket that many people out of the 193.
I'd probably fight it.
I would definitely fight it. I would totally recommend you fight it.
Yeah.
unless there's, you know, damning evidence against you.
Yeah, unless you saw my car, you know, do like a 30-foot jump because I was going 87 miles an hour.
It dukes you know, like,
we should probably give him a fine.
Yay! Tommy is with us on the Riff Lines. Tommy, you have a comment on this?
Yeah, y'all were wondering what speed y'all should do in the snow and stuff because of that accident and all that. Well, you know, different vehicles with different tires and different weights, they handle differently in the snow.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we know that, but I'm just saying, like, don't you think they have to set, like, a universal speed? Like,
they should back them down and all that, slow them down a little bit. But
I don't think there is, like, a poor driving speed limit. I know they say drive slow, drive with caution, but I don't think that there is, like, either. If it's a whiteout, you've got to go 30 miles an hour.
Right.
You know?
I think it's whatever speed that you can go that'll avoid a wreck.
Oh, yeah, so the second you, like, you know, you get in a wreck, doesn't matter how fast you were going.
Right.
You're going too fast, you're in a wreck.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
But I do think it was whiteout conditions. Like, you were just cruising along, and then all of a sudden, like, 15 feet in front of you was a stopped semi tractor trailer, and you just rammed into it.
Granted, there are still some douchebags that won't stop them. They'll still just keep plowing.
Yeah.
Like, we've all seen them on the roads in this past winter and stuff where they're going in the left lane, even though the roads are in brutal condition.
Yeah.
They're not going any slower than they normally would go. But the majority of people just naturally slow down. You can't see, and it's crappy. There's not much you can do.
I live in fear of the backed up traffic on the highways. Like, I've seen it more in this state than any other place I've ever been. Like, highways at a standstill out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, it see it all the time.
For no apparent reason.
It happens because of the sun here.
Yeah, like, I every day almost there's one, and people are going 80 miles an hour, and I'm like, somebody is just going to disintegrate themselves. Yeah.
Like, when I see brake lights, I'm ready to just full-on stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like...
Me too.
You never know. Like,
you don't.
Highway Ranger called in, and he said that it probably is people with only front-end damage. So... they were going so fast, they hit someone, but no one hit them because the person behind them wasn't going that fast. I don't know if that's the deal or not. Joel, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. You had a comment.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Happy Friday, guys. Unfortunately, with this accident, and this is just how the laws are written, you are responsible for your vehicle at all times. And, you know, the way the police look at it is, well, you failed to make Jay control your vehicle, even though it was a chain reaction due to whiteout conditions. And there is no actual set law for set speeds during a snowstorm. It's what you feel safe and comfortable doing is what the law is.
So, but why would only 48 drivers out of the 193 be fined?
That's what I don't understand myself. You'd have to ask Michigan State Police out in Battle Creek for that one. I couldn't tell you the reason on that.
I wonder if it's just like they said, okay, after a certain point, it was impossible to miss. Stuff was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whiteout conditions were gone. Because I do think there were people, and you saw it on the video, where it looked like they had enough time, and they were hit the brakes, and obviously they started skidding, and they were skidding, and then smashing. So,
and one more call. Jim, hi, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. What's your comment? Hey, Jim.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, so I'm going, it's a blackout, right? And I'm with this chick, first date. We're going, and about to hit the truck in front of me.
So you mean whiteout?
In a whiteout, absolutely.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. No, hey.
Just get out of the way last second. Going, for sure going in the ditch, no problem. Hit the shoulder, clip right back on the way, and then immediately she's like, oh my God, how'd you do that? That was so scary. I said, that's just how we roll around here, babe. 15 minutes later, at her place, no problem. Done.
Oh, wow. How's she going, eh?
Whiteout, the ultimate wingman, eh?
Canadians just drive around looking for whiteout conditions with chicks.
Yep.
Oh, that's it. You got to show off the moves, and then show off the other moves.
Yeah, all right. All right, Jim. Thanks for calling in, man. See ya.
Yeah, no problem.
How'd you do that? Just my cat-like reflexes, baby.
Oh, how'd I do that, eh? It's no big deal, eh?
Oh, it's just there.
It's like skill, eh?
Oh, Canadian
you know what else I'm really good at, eh? Doing it. Let's go to your place.
Canadian love.
Yeah.
That's a true Canadian winter love story. Only in Canada.
15 yeah. minutes later.
Yeah. We're doing it.
I'll show you some of my other moves, eh?
Yeah.
All right. After that beautiful tale of love, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, more Riff news, celebrity dirt from the Riff Files, and bitches be tripping. You'll find out why right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Police in Washington got a 911 call. Someone saw a Bengal tiger attacking an SUV.
Stop it.
They frantically called 911, screaming for help.
There's a crazy ass tiger! It's a tiger SUV, so I better do something about it!
Did you say a tiger?
Yeah!
In the
view? Yeah, tiger! You know, like a crazy ass
calm down,
beast.
Bengal tiger.
I don't know, like a, yeah, Cincinnati Bengal. It's real! It's eating an SUV right now! It jumped on top of it!
We'll send somebody to tase that tiger right away.
Well, when they got there.
They're coming after me. Why are they doing this? They choked me. They got the tiger too, though. Thank you.
When they got there, they found out what was really going on. A 19-year-old guy had a big stuffed tiger tied to the roof of his SUV that these people thought was real.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Oh, yep. Friday, bitches, 641. Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. By the way, we're going to reveal the winner of our Friday Bitches battle. The brand new song that's going to be added into rotation a little later on this morning during our backyard barbecue, which kicks off just after 9 o'clock here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Coming up, more Riff news, celebrity dirt from the Riff Files, something incredibly creepy coming to reality TV this Halloween. What is it? Does music give some people orgasms? And two stars reveal the roles they turned down that they're pissed about. What are they? We'll get to that. Bitches be tripping and much more. More Riff news coming up in just a second.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I love any story where an idiot tries to rob someone and ends up with less than he had going in. A guy in Manchester, England called the cops about 11:30 Tuesday night when he noticed a guy setting up a ladder outside his apartment leading to one of his windows, which is usually something I think I've only ever seen in a movie, but
yeah.
Whatever, it happened in real life here. So this guy reported it as a possible burglary in progress. Then while he was on the phone, he saw the guy standing near the bottom of the ladder talking to two other people. It's not clear if the other two were involved or just stopped to ask the guy, hey, what are you doing there? But the guy who lived there realized, now's my chance. The burglar was distracted, so he reached out the window, grabbed the ladder, pulled it up inside while this potential robber's back was turned and kept it in his apartment.
Huh.
The burglar eventually ran off without the ladder, and the cops are now trying to track down some security footage so they can figure out who he was. So he's like, yeah, I'm just doing some work. Turns around to rob, ladder gone.
Huh. Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
and a
is.
Free ladder.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That's good.
Except he'll probably want payback, so.
Oh, yeah, he's coming for his life.
Look out for that. Uh-huh. It had been a terrifying past few days for a neighborhood in rural Warren County, Missouri. A massive snake was on the loose. A 15-foot-long, 160-pound Burmese python. Small animals had disappeared. Parents were keeping their kids inside, but the terror has ended. And KTVI-TV has this story. Take a listen.
You know there's snakes out here.
And for the past few days, this was no place for 3-year-old Troy to play cowboys.
He was right by my side the whole last 3 days because I didn't want him anywhere near something of this size.
Amid the sounds of summer, a silent danger lurked. Troy practiced what to do if he saw it.
I just ran in the house. In the house, and I called my mom and my dad. Hey, Mom!
I was the first one to see it, yes.
I just couldn't fathom that big of a snake. I mean, really couldn't, until I seen that sucker spread out. My neighbor Larry called me over, said, help, we've got a problem.
He didn't believe me, and I says, look, I'm not kidding, this is serious.
14 foot and 7 inches serious. Larry Farrag caught it going after his poodle Sunday night. Another neighbor has had 3 chickens vanish in recent days. Around 2:30 this morning, Pauline Horse Daniel woke up to her St. Bernard lab mix having a fit in the yard.
I was terrified. I got my husband out of bed, so he's out there in his underwear with his gun.
What is that? What is that kind of snake?
They called Troy's dad, who shot the snake and ended the terror. His mom is trying to save the skin, though she's not sure why.
I have no idea. You only see snakes like this in the movies and at the zoo, so.
From its markings, this looks like a Burmese python, and they don't grow or live in Missouri, but they are somewhat common exotic pets. And a spokesperson for the Department of Conservation tells us that it's likely that this was a pet. It just got too big for its owners, and they dumped it out here.
You are an eternal douchebag if you have a 15-foot, 160-pound snake that you realize is just too big for your house,
yeah,
and you just let it go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a severe problem, I guess, in, like, Florida and the Everglades and stuff. Like, people have exotic snakes, and they release them, and it's changing the environment.
Yeah, because
there.
The snakes are like, you know what? It's not bad out
yeah.
here.
Yeah, and they're all of a sudden, like, two of them will mate, and now there's, like, this animal that's at the top of the food chain that never was before.
Yeah.
It's all these, the whole environment's changing down there. They're having a real problem with it.
So dumb people are to blame.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, it's you guys ever see a snake that size climb a tree?
No.
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 It's insane.
When we had snakes in here the other day, was that a Burmese python, that yellow one?
Probably, and it was an albino.
Albino. Oh, albino snake.
You know.
Don't offend it.
No, yeah, no.
I received
nope.
some emails, so I'll stop talking about albinos. Sorry about that.
Is it comforting to know that millions of other people have the same insecurities about their bodies as you do? Or would it be best not to talk about them at all? Well, I hope your answer is comforting, because here comes the talking. They asked women what parts of their body they're most insecure about. And here's what they say. Varicose veins.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Bad skin, a sagging ass.
Oh, the worst.
A sagging ass doesn't happen until you reach a certain age, right?
It should never
it
happen.
It shouldn't happen until you're much older. You've got to work on that ass.
Girl. That was girl. It.
That's great. Great words of advice, Lisa. To all Lisa, the ladies listening, we hope you heard Lisa Way say, you've got to work on that ass.
What can they do, Lisa?
They work out. To what? They can do.
Any moves you do?
Okay, Chuck.
Any demonstrations?
Trying to get to the bottom of
yeah.
it.
Chuck just wants to know how to work on that ass.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need a saggy ass.
Guys don't have that trouble until later either.
Yeah, no, our balls start to sag, I think.
Yeah,
our
balls
start. There's no working out them.
No, there Dude, isn't. Yeah. There's nothing you can
you
do.
You just have to live with it.
Oh, work. You can get a ball lift.
That's
right?
A lot to go through just it to is. Lift up your that's, balls. Yeah. That's a lot of pain, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just
sounds
I'm
not
painful.
That concerned I, about my balls to no. undergo a medical procedure unless they were interfering with my daily life.
Right.
Like they were between my knees.
Yeah, once they yeah. go to, you know? Once they get down to my knees, then it's bad news.
Then I'll see a doctor.
But I mean just, it is they're alarmingly down there now. Like it
alarmingly.
Gets
isn't it crazy? I think they drop all of a sudden, even further.
I mean, I'm like 31, and like I've there's a noticeable difference in where my balls hang
yeah.
now than where they did 5 years ago.
They were young and supple, and yeah. now they're like,
my balls only used to love just being tight and right.
Yeah. Tight and right. Yeah. It's only down from here, Andy.
Yeah, I know. Now they just look sad.
Andy's balls are tight and right.
I would, you know, like, I think the most terrifying thing would, I believe, and it's we never get seen this way. But if we were on all fours,
oh yeah, were they
like a dog?
Yeah,
and to see how far they'd go down, yeah. I think it would be
yeah.
bad, like a bad scene.
Oh, that's a bad image you've given people.
Because yeah, standing, I don't think it's as bad as what.
No, yeah, like if you bend over,
any kind of bend,
there's a lot more swing to my balls.
Yeah,
than
okay. yep.
all right. Enough of the yep. ball talk. Let's back to the ladies here. So, sagging butt is another one of their worries. Wrinkles, mm-hmm. as well, of course.
Yep.
Being too hairy,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
gray hair, and these are the top four things that ladies are insecure about on their bodies: cellulite, saggy underarms, love handles, and the number one thing, muffin top.
The old muffin top. Well, you can kind of do something with that as long as you don't squeeze into some pants.
Yeah, and you make mm-hmm. it obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The survey yeah. found the five body parts, though, that women like the most. Their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Their lips.
Yeah.
Their nails. And their titties.
I like all those parts.
Me too. They're all great.
You can agree on those
yeah.
parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of those parts, you don't have to do almost anything to maintain. Your hair just grows. Your
yep.
nails just grow, just kind of, you know,
oh, take still, care of them. Everything yeah, needs to be taken care of.
Well, you got a girl, you got, well, okay, yes. But I just mean, like, you don't have to do 500 squats to make your hair look good. You don't have to do 500 squats to make your nails look good or your eyes look good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bits.
The bits are great.
Yeah, you're a big fan of bits.
There's not, a vagina didn't make the list.
No,
because
women, and that's more, men appreciate that.
I love
them. Yeah.
More than women.
That's funny, though, when you think about it, because as guys, most guys love their dicks. Right?
Sure.
They're proud of their dicks. Even if it's small, you're still, that's your guy.
That's what I got.
For ladies, it's not that way. It's not, oh, I love my badge.
Yeah.
They
this
should.
Is my badge.
They should.
It's a totally different
Whatever
thing.
You've got, embrace it.
Yeah.
Even if it's got big bat wings. Someone out there loves it.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
Somebody does love it.
There is a lover for pretty much every vagina.
Yep.
Enjoy it.
Bat wings on. That's hilarious.
Dude, it's true.
Yeah.
Hangovers are lame, and while we can't tell you how to get rid of one, we can tell you which drinks are less likely to leave you sobbing in the fetal position on the bathroom floor. Here's the thing about alcohol. When it's fermented, impurities are made, and they have pluses and minuses. They give alcohol its taste and color, but they are also toxic. The darker the liquor, pretty much, you're going to be sicker.
Oh, really?
Keep that in mind. Don't sleep on clear liquid, though. Gin and vodka can leave you hurting something fierce, they say, but not nearly as bad as bourbon or whiskey. On the riff lines quickly, what did you drink to give yourself the worst hangover you've ever had? What did you drink to give yourself the worst hangover you've ever had? 248-544-WRIF. 248-544-9743. These are the top five hangover makers.
Okay.
Whiskey's number five.
Mm.
Dark rum is number four.
Mm-hmm.
Bourbon is number three. Number two is red wine. And the number one hangover causes the worst hangover, brandy.
Huh. Mm. Jaeger.
All dark liquors. Jaeger was yours?
Oh,
that stuff's nasty.
Just too much of it. You have to be careful.
I drank a whole little bottle of it. And that was a big mistake, guys.
You can't do that. A few shots.
Yeah, I did the same thing as Chuck, and that was many, many years ago.
Yeah, me too.
I had made it like 3/4 of the way through the bottle, and I'm like, I gotta have a story, and I gotta tell the people as a badass I am.
Yeah.
And then, so I drank the rest of the bottle, and I literally that night was like puking in the shower in
me
the fetal
too.
Position.
I puked in the sink that night.
Yeah, and then I woke up the next day and was like to this day, if I smell Jaeger, like it. Just makes me almost want to throw up.
And you're like that with vodka, right?
Well, she
I can't ever drink it again. That's how much I damaged myself one night from it. Yeah. It was the chocolate martini night that ruined me.
Chocolate martinis.
I almost died.
Man, that was
because of chocolate martinis, which would have been the most embarrassing way to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's the girliest way to die.
Girliest way to go.
How did Lisa die? Chocolate chocolate martinis killed her.
It's like the girliest or gayest way to die.
Yeah. Yeah. Be safe with chocolate
martinis.
How did
Chuck die?
Chocolate martinis. He just OD'd on them.
He
just, it was crazy. I was like, Chuck, stop.
Them. That's why we put a little chocolate martini in his coffin. No, that's, but see, when I got sick with the Jaeger, and it's the worst I ever, I said, I'm getting right back on this horse. It was the next weekend. I said, because that was like my drink of choice back then. And so I was like, no, I can't lose my drink of choice. I just have to choke down a couple of these. And
that was your drink
best.
Of choice?
It
That's
was.
Never your drink of choice.
Oh, my God. I've never heard
That's
of
just like a little added bonus to the party.
Oh,
that,
no.
That exactly. shot
You've got
that.
Your normal drink, and then you have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
That was it.
That's Ken's drink.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me and
he
Ken.
Drinks a lot of it?
Yeah, he loves it.
Wow. Yeah, me too. And so.
It's crazy. I mean, it's good, but.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
bad.
Messed.
Yeah.
I was all about messed up fast.
Yeah,
without quick. A lot of stuff having to be
consumed. You didn't want to mess with beer, like a lot of beer?
No, I always felt a lot of beer made it worse for me.
Yeah.
Really? I feel like that list is accurate, though.
I do, too. And I've had a bad, like, red wine hangover.
Oof. Yeah.
But also, mine was a combination. That time when I couldn't get out
worst.
Of bed for the day and miss my son's birthday, I was stupid. I know at the time, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. But every house on the house hop had a different drink. So you're mixing
it.
There was sweet, and some were like milky and like ice cream.
No.
And then there was beer pong in the middle.
Yeah.
And then I was drinking my regular like vodka soda, and it was just
It was bad.
When you start mixing it,
never
like,
mix.
Awful.
You know what I just loved about that, Dave, telling that story, is that when he went to his, like, the drinking conscience voice, it was Irish.
Was it really?
Yeah. You were like, oh, I know I shouldn't do that.
Irish drinking voice is Irish.
Yeah, oh, you're begosh and begorge.
Yeah. Oh, it was quite a day.
You have a little Irishman inside of you that's like,
he's my drinker.
Dave.
I bet your dad was so proud.
Oh, proud, and then also disgusted that I would
oh,
be...
Oh, yeah, you couldn't handle it. I wait a second. Never mind. He was ashamed. What
you
are you doing?
Pussy! Get up!
That's right.
You can't, it's your son's birthday, for God's sake!
He's probably got like a shot of whiskey.
Come on! Hair of the dog! Hair of the dog, David! I made you a wee Bloody Mary!
Oh, I do. I love Bloody Marys.
See, and that's what ruined it for me. I can't have a Bloody Mary now, really? the real way, because I can't have vodka.
Oh, that's... You know, you can put tequila in them, and they're called
I've
a Bloody
done that.
Maria.
I've done that. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what my...
I do. That's the only way I get my vegetables.
How can I figure this out?
Yeah.
The Bloody Mary.
And tequila, you've had some bad experiences with,
never.
Too. Oh, you
it's
have
my best
it?
Friend.
Oh, tequila's your best friend. I know it makes your panties fall off.
I was going to say, by bad experiences, you might mean bad encounters.
bad decisions.
But not bad times.
So what was it for you? Do you recall the drink that gave you your worst hangover? Let's start off with Carolyn on the Riff Lines. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, penis and balls, guys.
Penis.
So it was a college experience, and that should be the whole story right there. But it was about probably whiskey I would settle it down to, but it did not start off with whiskey. So.
Yeah, see, whiskey to me just, like how Lisa talked about Jager being just like the fire, the little bit of extra you throw into a normal night. Well, I have two reactions. I have with whiskey, you know, I could be drinking all beer and I drink a whiskey and all of a sudden I'm angry Chuck the Freak.
Yeah.
And I can be drinking all beer and then I can have tequila and then it's party time. And all it takes is one.
To set you on that path.
To just, whiskey does something to me on the inside.
Dude, people say that about some drinks like, oh, this makes me mean or this makes me, you know, angry. Whiskey for me really does turn me into an a-hole.
Yeah, it like, does to me too.
Like I couldn't believe how
I
acted.
Imagine you being an a-hole.
I was, man. Like it was like they ran out of tequila at this one bar I was at, so I switched to whiskey. And I mean, like I was just being an a-hole to people. Like it was bad.
It's why I think like cowboys were. I think it's why cowboys in the Wild West was so mean. Because all they had out there was just whiskey. Everyone just did shots of whiskey.
Yeah, like tequila's like an up buzz. Like yeah, I'm happy. Yeah. I love tequila.
Evan on Twitter says, had a bad one after some vodka and Crystal Light. Literally Crystal Light packets right into the vodka. Worst idea ever.
Oh, geez.
No mix.
Yeah,
no just
mix.
Flavoring the vodka.
That's not
Do I say vodka weird? I do,
you
don't
say,
I?
You say vodka.
I think you say it how they probably vodka. Should say it. It sounds like more Russian when
vodka.
You say it, because you say vodka.
I do. It's where the Russian comes out of me.
I think I say it weird, too, so
vodka.
I was really trying to say it right.
You say, like, with a
vodka.
G.
Yeah,
like
it's just
vodka.
Hot vodka.
You're like, vodka. You can't do it when you go. Vodka is what you say. Sometimes.
Yeah, you say vodka.
Vodka. Instead of ka.
Yeah.
Vodka.
Vodka.
Andy, I'm so glad you told me that that was called a Bloody Maria. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Now I can
now
she's order
gonna
that.
Order.
Yeah.
Around the Bloody Marias, please.
And they're like, what's that? Hopefully they'll know.
If they give you any trouble, you just give me a call and I'll be down there.
Okay, but like you've said, like you can't take any chances, right? I mean, if you ordered like a Bloody Maria and they were like, oh, yeah,
give me a Bloody Mary.
And you took one sip, it'd be...
I could throw up.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It was just a crazy Lisa night, huh?
Oh,
it was so bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Were you in the hospital, like pumped the stomach type of thing?
Oh,
or just
no,
like watch,
no, God,
just on
no.
heavy watch?
That would be terrible.
Yeah,
that
happens
no.
to people.
Oh, it does, definitely. Let's go back to the Riff Lines. Dan, what drink did you have that gave you the worst hangover you can remember?
Hey, Canuck Command.
Oh, Canuck right. Command.
Sure.
Hey, triple shot. Lime juice and vodka. It's called a kamikaze.
Yeah. That was the bad
thing,
one?
I couldn't see my skin for 3 days.
What happened to your skin?
I don't know. It's what happened to my eyes.
Oh, wow. You like
it was
just
wicked. We actually hopped the back fence of the Jay Giles concert, and then big red wall of shirts came coming down at us, and it's like, whoa.
That's a crazy night. Kamikazes and Jay Giles, man.
Yeah.
Kamikaze will whip you up.
You know, I've heard of Kamikaze before, but I never knew what it was.
I didn't know what it was either.
I've had it.
There's actually drinks on there I don't think I've ever really had. Like, I don't think I've ever had brandy.
I've tried brandy. I'm not a big fan.
I don't think I've ever tried it.
I don't know if I've tried bourbon, though.
Bourbon. I might have tried it, but I haven't tried it enough to really remember or, like, experience it. I don't believe I liked it. I tried, like, port, too, one time. Yeah, that just tasted like cough syrup.
Scotty on Twitter said, not proud to admit it, but pomegranate martinis.
What?
It was like getting drunk drinking fruit punch. Wow. Hashtag death by
That's
hangover.
That's what gets you in trouble.
See, absolutely.
It tastes good.
When I fell into the pool in Cabo San Lucas, wasted, it was because of margaritas.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even really know what, you know, it's just like a nice refreshing beverage.
It's amazing.
Then you stand up.
Yeah.
Lisa's getting all excited.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Just amazing, guys.
Kenny.
It's like what they do is amazing.
Kenny, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
Oh, how's it going?
We're doing good, man. We're talking about the drink that gave you the worst hangover.
Oh, man. Southern Comfort got my ass. Oh, got me good. Got me good.
Southern Comfort is one of those high school drinks, at least. I mean, I know you shouldn't drink and all that, high school kids. But Pink Schnapps and Southern Comfort are the things that get you early, usually.
Pink Schnapps. Damn.
What's Pink Schnapps?
Or Peach. Pink Peach. Peach Schnapps.
Oh, Peach Schnapps. Oh, God. Yeah. Even to this day, the
thought
of it.
That was like the first thing that anyone ever drinks.
It's like your gateway booze,
yeah,
right?
It is. It's the one thing people are somehow able to get.
Was it Fuzzy Navel? Is that what it's called?
Orange
juice and Peach Schnapps.
Yeah. Oh, and I just drank Peach Schnapps.
We used to be able to get our hands on Boone's Farm all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, it's so cheap. When you don't have any money, you're so young.
I'd get hammered on that, and I'd get hammered on like all kinds. Southern Comfort was around only when I was young, and it was... I did not like it.
And everyone got sick on Boone's Farm, too.
Oh, yeah. Someone texted in Goldschlager and said, the next morning I was puking up little flecks of gold. That's what made me deathly ill at my bachelor party.
Oh, it was the Goldschlager.
At every strip club we went to, they were buying shots of Goldschlager for me.
That's no joke either.
It's
that
not
stuff.
A joke. I was destroyed.
It's like cinnamon, too. I hate cinnamon.
Oh, so you're not a fan of the hot damn?
No.
Do you like Zambuca?
I do.
I don't.
I do.
I don't like black licorice or anything like that flavor. So
I hate that, too.
I'll drink it right now.
And people love that rum chata.
Oh, that's gross.
I've never tried the rum chata.
It's got a nice flavor, but it's too creamy.
Yeah, just milky alcohol.
I
don't like sperm in my mouth.
Like
milky alcohol.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Like a white Russian or something.
Yeah.
Gross.
Like when the St. Patrick's Day a few years ago, when the listeners bought us the Irish car bombs and we did them because we were stupid.
We did.
Which is, you know, a Guinness and a shot of Bailey's.
Yeah.
And the second you take that creamy shot, it just curdles right in your stomach.
Yep.
Nope. It's awful.
Nope. Mm. Yeah, we used to get guys with, like, the cement mixer, and I don't even know what they're made with, but it's like, it ends up curdling, like, right in your mouth the second that like, and it just, it's like you're chewing it down.
Oh, God, dude, don't.
Guys.
To stop.
James, do you recall what gave you the worst hangover? I know you're like, you're pretty lightweight when it comes to drinking. Like, you like, you know.
I indulge in other activities.
Yes, I was going to say. He makes different choices.
But the last time I got like super, super hungover, like I was on the toilet and I had to puke in the bathtub hungover, is my buddies were buying me a bunch of like three Wise Men shots.
Oh, that's terrible.
And those are brutal. I think it's like Jose Cuervo. I don't know, three of the names. Yeah,
it's
Jack
Jose,
Daniels.
Jack, and Jim Beam.
Oh, my God, that's
just
disgusting.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Man, I drank every last one of those shots they bought me, and I ended up puking up $30 worth of Checkers, hamburgers, and french fries the next morning.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yep.
Those aren't your friends, but
no, because they always say, right, it's like the mixing that gets you in trouble. Mm. And then, and that is just pre-mixing in a shot form for you.
Yeah.
Oh, and it can't taste good.
There's another one of those three wise men that's like one more. I forget which alcohol is the extra one, but it's called the Four Horsemen.
F a Four Horsemen?
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
That's bad news. I can't do those Irish car bombs. I had a bad night on them one time thinking that I was
It looks so cool when you chug them.
Yeah, it does, but
it is. They will get you.
They do devastating things to your system.
Yeah,
absolutely devastating.
Well,
me.
Guinness has a tendency.
Guinness, and then mix that with some cream.
Yeah,
look out! I want to check in with.
Kia.
This is going to be played live a little later on today during our backyard barbecue. I've seen the show barn.
I'm excited.
But Jason the Jew.
Shalom.
Shalom. What's the worst hangover you've had? What drink caused it?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of Everclear before, but it's 190 proof grain alcohol.
Yeah. Well, 190 proof.
It's moonshine, basically. That's what it is. Yeah, and I was getting a little crazy drinking Everbeer, so I was putting those shots into a beer.
Oh, no.
You poor Jew.
Oh, no. Yeah, I kind of felt like Dan. I don't think I could see for 2 days. I couldn't see my skin.
Lifeless eyes. Like an alcoholic doll.
Booze and doll.
So you learned a Jew lesson that day for sure.
Yeah, and they don't sell it here in Michigan, 190 proof. You have to go to Toledo to get it. So,
yeah. I think for good reason they don't sell 190 proof.
It's can get it around here. I've seen it at liquor stores.
Oh, can you?
Isn't that what we... I was just, you know, blindly following James into the booze night. And when we were in Vegas, those shots were 190 proof, weren't they?
No.
151.
Yeah, it was a shot of 151 that they put
in. Yeah, that's right.
The booze slurping.
Wasn't as bad.
All right. Back to your cave.
Away I go.
Can't wait for him to play the shofar live later on today.
Dude, that thing is crazy looking.
It
is. Like, I can't wait to see him play it, too. I don't know how you can make like a noise come out of that thing. It's awesome.
It's just a horn.
It's just a horn. Mary, you're up next with David Chuck the Freak. What did you drink that gave you the worst hangover ever?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mine was Rumplemintz.
Rumplemintz?
Rumplemintz, yeah.
Yes.
What's that?
It is a mint flavored, I don't know, it's like 100 proof. I found out after the fact, and I went to a birthday party, and this gentleman received it as a gift. I'm like, crack it open. Let's try it. Well, it had a mint flavor, and I'm like, this is great. My breath will, smell great all night long.
Yeah.
Well, I did a shot with myself. I did a shot with everybody as I passed the bottle around. One for you, two for me. 3 days later in bed, I was so sick. My kids were throwing snowballs on the window, and it felt like they were hitting me in the head with rocks. It was horrible. Horrible
anything
stuff.
Sweet, I think, gives you the worst hangover.
Yeah, it does.
You know why? Because anything sweet you drink too much of.
Well, and there's sugar in it, and that the sugar messes with you. But
have you
had
that, Andy?
Well, I've never had Rumplemintz, but I had a terrible, I think 16-year-old Andy got his little hands on some peppermint schnapps.
Another bad one.
And I drank a lot of it because I was like, this is minty and refreshing and good.
Yeah.
And then, like, to this day, sometimes, like, I'll be, like, you know, using Listerine or something, and it'll take me right back to just how sick I was. And I get the shivers. Awful.
Larry says worst hangover was Nazi tacos. Well, that's inappropriate.
Jesus.
It's Jose Cuervo and Jager.
Wow. Nope.
Mm-mm.
I'm good.
I don't recommend going into a bar asking for a Nazi taco.
Something called the Jackson 5.
That's a step up from
the Four Horsemen.
The Four Horsemen. It's Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker, Jose Cuervo, and Jager.
Oh, it's terrible.
You should never do that.
Never, ever do that.
Don't do the Jackson 5.
There was, when I worked at the strip club in Columbus, they used to think it was hilarious to get me drunk as hell there. I would have to go to the radio station that I worked at at like 6 in the morning to board up the best of the morning show there. So
yeah.
I would get off work at the strip club at like 2 a.m. and then I'd go to the radio station, like take a nap and then work that morning thing. And one day they got me hammered on something they called a Mexican milkshake. And it was a drink designed to make strippers puke and embarrass them. It's like several creamy alcohols and several like really bad boozes. So I was they were like, see if you can drink this, Green. And I'm like, you just got no idea who you're talking to. So I'm like, bam, bam, bam. And I'm drinking it. And I'm like at the radio station and I wake up and it's like 5 in the morning and I'm so sick. And I was in the studio and I was like, And I went and threw up in the trash can. Oh. And then the guy that came on after me, he's like, looks in the trash can. He goes, dude, tell me that's bean dip. Oh. I was like, that's no bean dip, brother.
Oh, Andy. Ryan, you're up next. What drink caused you to have the worst hangover?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
$7.
Venus.
Yeah, so basically it's like El Toro, Patron, and Jose. Mixed with Jim, Johnny, and Jack.
Why would you do that?
So three types of tequila mixed with whiskey?
Yeah, and it was awful. My buddy bought it for me on my birthday. He just kept buying them. It's in like a highball glass, but you take it like a shot.
What is it called?
He called it the Dirty Keezer.
Oh, that sounds repulsive.
No.
Like there are obviously things that should never be mixed together. Tequila and whiskey has got to be on that list.
Those kind of drinks, gross. Satan himself might as well hand it to you.
Yeah. They're just designed for utter destruction.
Yeah.
That's what those things are designed for. It's not designed for good times. Mm-mm. There's no good time involved.
Right.
There.
Nobody's like, that is my drink.
Dirty keister, please.
I just love it. It's so refreshing.
Oh, my God.
Luis.
Just pour everything into one glass.
Luis from Detroit.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está?
It's Elisa Balls.
Balls?
Yeah, I'm from a state in Jalisco that makes tequila, and I actually went on a cruise ship with Jameson. So not a good experience on the cruise ship. But the reason I'm even calling is to let Lisa know about a good tequila brand that comes from that town.
Yeah?
And it's called Siete Leguas.
What? Excuse me?
It's called the what?
Siete Leguas. It's a seven. It's a horse with a seven on it.
Huh.
And it's really good.
It's really good, yes.
And it comes from his hometown.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes from my hometown. And I know since Lisa's a fan of tequila.
Yes, makes her panties drop.
Give you guys a bottle one of these days.
Oh, man. Well. Sounds good. Listen, before you go, how do you say balls in Spanish?
Bolas.
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 All right, bolas, Luis.
All right, balls.
Okay, balls.
It's like my every encounter I have with a Spanish dude. Buenos dias, ¿cómo está? I'm fine, like, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Oh, you're...
Jesus, you speak English, huh?
By your brown skin.
You would want me to talk Spanish to you.
Not so?
I just love that. Buenos dias, guys. Balls, Lisa.
Yeah.
One more call. Brian from Romulus. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. We're talking about the drink that gave you the worst hangover.
Yeah, this is a not proud moment of mine. I was in jail, man, and we were drinking hand sanitizer.
Jesus. Oh, my Lord Almighty.
Yeah, it's like you go from having a straight buzz to just a hangover like that. Like, you don't have to sleep. You know what I mean? It's like you can actually feel the moment when you have a hangover. It was the worst thing ever.
I'm just so glad I never got to there. You know, I just never went there.
Yeah, good luck, Brian. Thanks for calling
in. Yeah.
You know what'll give you a brutal hangover? That stuff that drips off an air conditioner.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, that's Freon juice.
Yeah.
Freon juice. That's good for you.
Yeah, you snort it.
Unpleasant.
No, you don't. Okay, like, don't do any of that stuff. That was jokes.
Yeah, those were just yolks.
Don't.
I'm feeling as Dave and Chuck said.
Dave and Chuck said, I'm gonna do it.
Someone else said, worst hangover of their life, liquid cocaine, which is Jager, Rumple Mints, and 151.
That's a terrible mix of things.
151, I'm sorry, it takes it to this next level. And when I was in Texas, they had moonshine. And that's the other thing you have to watch out for. Because moonshine, it didn't have like a taste.
Right.
It was just like, what? I could just drink this.
It's delicious, yeah.
And I knew, though. I was like, no, I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'll have a tiny sip and that's it.
There's a point when I think in like, it happened to me in like my mid to later 20s, where like before, like anybody could buy me a shot, no matter what it was, I would do it.
Yeah.
But there's like a point where you start being like, no.
You learn your lessons.
I'm doing just the shots I know and love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, either buy me tequila or don't buy me anything.
Yeah.
Time for some celebrity dirt from the Riff Files right now. Los Angeles-based musicians Wes Borland and his fiance Carrie Calloway just moved into their new home in Detroit yesterday.
Hmm.
I didn't realize they were moving here. They're in the Boston Edison neighborhood. The pair and their adventure renovating a historic Detroit mansion are going to be filmed for a show on the DIY Network that's slated to premiere next year. Of course, Borland, best known as a member of Limp Bizkit. He posted a photo of the exterior of the home on Instagram announcing that they closed on the house 2 weeks ago, and they're so excited to be a part of the Detroit community. There's a look at their
he's like one of those right guitarists nice that house. I love that dude as a guitarist.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad he's in Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, that's got to suck for him because he's really talented and that band is not so much.
yeah. Like, I read a big article that he just did for a magazine. And, you know, he talks about, well, I know I'm in Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
He's like, I know. He's like, I tried to fight it for a few years and
yeah.
Then I was just like, oh, well.
Gotta suck.
Like they just did it. He was talking about that he just did a cruise with a bunch of new metal bands.
Yeah.
And he was like, it was just funny.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know it was. Some people will rip on it.
I know that he likes good music and like really respects like talented musicians because he's a big Tool fan.
Yeah.
Like, they love Tool. And
oh, yeah. He talks about music.
Just gotta suck to like be like, I'll never be Tool.
No. No.
So his fiance is also a musician. She's in a band called Queen Kwong.
Mm-hmm.
They describe in this article as an intense indie rock group.
Yeah, he plays guitar for her.
She was discovered by Trent Reznor when she was 17.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah, like he was, I think he was like in Nine Inch Nails, at least agreed to be in Nine Inch Nails for a little bit and play guitar for them. Also Marilyn Manson, but then he went back. To Limp Bizkit.
It's a beautiful house. They probably got it so cheap, right?
Yeah.
You know? Like, you could never get a house, I'm sure, at this price like that anywhere else in the country.
And the thing is, though, you probably need a bunch of money to fix up a home like that. Yeah, like, it's a lot. Totally it's a big project. So.
But nice that they've decided to make Detroit their home.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
pretty cool. Other celebrity news today. Two big movies opening. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, the fifth Mission Impossible movie puts Tom Cruise against a group of rogue agents called the Syndicate. The reviews are amazing.
Really?
Yeah, they say it definitely lives up to the hype, and the action and the stunts are awesome.
All those movies are good.
They're all good. I love them all, so I'm looking forward to that one. Not looking forward to Vacation. The reviews for it,
they redid this.
Not so good. Ed Helms is Rusty Griswold, the kid from the movies. Christina Applegate plays his wife. He decides to try and recapture his fondest childhood memory by driving his family across the country to Wally World. And things go just as bad for them as it went in the original movie.
Yeah.
I saw a little clip of that preview or whatever. It looked bad. I mean, even when the preview looks bad, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess if Wally World was closed down when you went there in 1982, it's probably not open again, right?
No, it was closed. Wasn't it just closed for the day?
I don't know. I thought it was shut down.
I believe they were closed for the day.
Yeah,
that's why they freaked out because they finally get there. And I think it's like the last day before they have to head home and they're completely closed.
Right.
That's why he takes everybody out there.
He's
that
great.
One scene, he's like, the moose should have told you.
he's like sorry, folks. Park's closed or something like that.
Yeah. The moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, of course, he will not be in this because he's not with us anymore.
No. Yeah.
But,
who was the kid, though? Wasn't the kid...
Anthony Michael Hall.
So he's not in it, is he? Because
I don't know.
He doesn't have a cameo even
he's
in
not
it.
No, doing no. anything.
Nope. Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo do have cameos as Rusty's parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they've cast Leslie Mann as his sister, Audrey. Leslie Mann, you know, and this is 40. She's been in a ton of movies.
Oh, yeah.
But, married to Judd Apatow.
Yeah, the reviews... Not very good. If you want some, I'm sure, mindless laughs.
Sure.
Maybe there's
probably
some.
The movie you want to see. Destination America is going to broadcast an exorcism live. This is going to make television history.
Really?
They won't be exorcising a person, but a house in suburban St. Louis.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
The house was the site of an exorcism in 1949 that went on to inspire the movie The Exorcist.
Okay.
It's called Exorcism Live.
Dude, you got to do a person or it's not even worth it.
And a medium.
Do a person.
I don't know why this made me happy, too. They just canceled Ryan Seacrest's new show, Knock Knock Live.
That was
after
best.
Just two episodes.
Oh.
Wow.
1.7 million people tuned in.
Like, no one cares.
Devastatingly low
what,
number.
What was it? Like, he would show up at your house?
It was like a publisher's clearinghouse almost idea. He'd knock on your door, and you'd get your choice of, you know, you can take the money or a surprise. And the surprise could be, like, their favorite star is Justin Bieber.
Right.
And Justin Bieber's in the van. And if they choose the money, then they say, oh, well, too bad. Justin Bieber's out here, wanted to say hello. We can't. And then they take him away.
Be like, get him out of here.
Yeah.
With all this money, I'll go talk to him later.
Yeah, give me the money.
Ryan Seacrest gets all the jobs, so I don't.
No. It's fine.
Because he just comes up with the idea for his next job now.
Yeah,
he's got so much money, he's just like, what do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
He's responsible for the Kardashians.
Yeah, he is.
And this is new. I've never really heard this before, but if it goes through, that's maybe a precedent for what people can do online. James Woods is suing a Twitter user for $10 million for calling him a cocaine addict.
Oh, boy.
That's the first time that's ever happened, right?
I have never heard of it before. The actor went to the Los Angeles Supreme Court and sued this individual who is tweeting and had been tweeting at him. They went back and forth, I guess, during a conversation. At one point, he called him a cocaine addict. So his lawyer says that the reckless and malicious behavior through the worldwide reach of the internet has jeopardized Wood's good name and reputation on an international scale. This user used social media to spread lies and do harm. And it is covered by the law.
That's crazy.
It is.
Because you
know how many keyboard thugs are out there?
I could sue millions of people.
Guys, let's get our lawsuit together.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You're being rich, bitch. there's so many people that, you know, the anonymous internet user who says all sorts of foul and horrible things. But I picture this like a nerdy dude who's probably pooping his pants now.
Oh, sure.
Jesus Christ.
No. Well, half the people that post negative things about people on Twitter are losers.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes. They have all.
That's the only reason why you would do that is you hate your own life, so you got to escape and talk
to
some actors. Well, what makes you reach out to someone you don't even know personally and insult them?
Yeah.
You've got some issues, right?
Yeah.
I'd never in my life, no matter how angry I was at someone, would I reach out through social media and be like, you are a goddamn idiot.
No, I would never. I don't care enough about anything, really.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I can get fired up about stuff, but nothing
but
like that. Never would I dream of insulting someone online.
Yeah.
I'm going to insult you. I do it to your face.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's kind of great that he's doing this, though.
I think it's awesome.
I do, too. And it definitely will scare some people off from doing that kind of thing again.
Mm-hmm.
A $10 million lawsuit.
I like James Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, though. I'm sure they'll settle on something, but very interesting case. Coming up in just a moment, bitches be tripping. We hear about hot chicks scamming guys all the time, but you'll never believe who these Russian women managed to scam. I'll tell you about that after Chuck the Freak Check Sports.
So, of course, yesterday was kind of dominated by the fact that the Tigers traded David Price. They finally did it.
They did.
They traded him to Toronto. Apparently the deal was done at like 3 a.m. and they sort of were bartering back and forth about the last guy that was going to be involved in the trade. So the Blue Jays get David Price, and then the Tigers get three left-handed pitchers. They get Daniel Norris, who he will be the guy that every chick loves in Detroit.
He's definitely different.
This is the guy who lives in his van.
He lives in a van.
He shaves with an axe.
With an axe.
He's I believe, what you would call one of those lumber sexual kind of guys, wouldn't you say? Or hippie.
Like a hippie.
He's like a hipster lumber sexual.
I saw the report on ESPN with him, you know, when the season started.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that guy is insane. It was an interesting story. I never thought he would be a Detroit Tiger.
Never. And I watched it again yesterday, too, and I was like, this guy's insane.
Yeah.
He lives in Walmart parking lots.
Yes.
Or down by the ocean if he happens to be on the West Coast.
Down by the river he's going to live,
I bet.
He's going
to live down by the river in Detroit. How long will he last? He won't be able to do that, will he? He won't be able to live in his van in Detroit.
Well, you'd think he wouldn't, but then again, I think that if this guy comes here and if he's just a little bit better than okay, this town is going to love him.
Oh, yeah.
This town is designed to love
him. Dude, of course they'll love him, but he has all of his worldly belongings in that van. How long until it's jacked and everything is gone?
Have you seen what his worldly belongings are? It's like a pickaxe, another axe, some kindling, a tiny little stove. Like, he doesn't have... This dude's made millions.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a lot in this 1978 Volkswagen. Like, guys in Trevor... Damn, I can't even steal that! It's so old!
Yeah, it's like one of those VW
no one
vans.
Wants it. Dude, nobody wants your van! You rich, get a nice car, baby!
And he just loves baseball so much.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't really care about anything else. I mean, he just loves to play baseball. He makes Brian Wilson look normal.
Well, he's a left-handed pitcher.
There's
a lot of left
shaving with the axe.
Yeah. Listen,
ladies are
gonna
love him. Ladies are gonna love this guy. Like, he's gonna be the new hot dude on the team.
Yeah. So he's set up. They got another two left-handed pitchers. This guy, this crazy dude, Daniel Norris, he was listed as the 18th best prospect in Major League Baseball at the midway point of this year. So fairly decent. They also traded Soria later in the day and didn't get much for him, I don't think. They got a shortstop / outfielder, kind of like an athletic prospect who he was listed, I think, as the 12th best prospect on the Pirates. So not a great haul for him. I think he'll eventually move to the outfield. That's where they'll want to try him, is in center field, because he's not going to take Iglesias' spot at short. Come on. Or they could put him at third base.
There.
And then Castellanos can move to the outfield or something.
But more pitchers. We need more pitchers.
Need more pitchers, and we still have guys left.
Yes.
Because Yoenis Cespedes, there's not a lot of rumors right now about him leaving.
We should get someone good for him.
Dude, he hit another home run last night in the Tigers 9-8 win where they hung on. The Tigers tried to lose last night because they were up like 9-2 and they almost blew it. Alex Wilson came in and saved the day. I think he'll be the new closer now, at least for the beginning of this whole little experiment. But yeah, I think that Cespedes will probably get traded today. Hopefully they get a good amount of prospects for him, and also look like they're going to try and get rid of Avila. They're going to try and get rid of Rajay Davis too. So it'll be a big day. Trade deadline ends at 4:30 today.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Three bitches in this story. If you're going to scam someone out of a few grand, why not target confused senior citizens like most con artists?
Mm-hmm.
These are crazy Russian chicks, though. And they went after the most psychotic and dangerous terrorist organization in the world. Three young hot women in Chechnya just managed to swindle $3,300 out of ISIS.
Oh, wow. Well,
they targeted ISIS, and they got away with it. Chechnya is mostly Muslim, and ISIS recruits there using social media. So they contacted these three hot chicks, pretended they were interested. The chicks did. Pretended they were interested in heading to Syria to join up. They just needed the money to get there, they said. So ISIS wired them the money, and then they deleted all their social media accounts.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately for them, the police monitor social media for criminal activity and terrorism. So they did find out what the women were doing. All three of them have been arrested. The cops say they don't recommend communicating with terrorists to try and make some quick money.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be around.
I don't think so either.
I don't know.
They're probably safer in a Russian prison than they are on the streets.
I would assume that ISIS has some reach.
It just shows you what hot women can do. put a group of hot women together.
Yeah.
They can even scam ISIS.
James!
James!
I was going to blow myself to Kingdom Come, but maybe I'll wait a bit for you hotties to arrive.
There are three of them. Do you get a Jace? Do you get a Jace? Do you get a Jace?
Three Jaces!
Three Jaces!
Jace!
Yeah, even ISIS, man.
Yep. ISIS scammed by hot Russian broads. Yep.
So there is nothing we can do about our men's boners.
Yeah.
Too powerful.
Way too powerful. Yeah. Unbelievably powerful. I hope these were actually hot Russian chicks and not like just normal Russian chicks.
No, the article says they were very attractive. There's no pictures of them, though. Probably for good reason. They're not putting their pictures out there.
Yeah, no, don't.
Don't
do it.
He's dead in minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare on Elm Street director Wes Craven turns 76 this weekend. He invented a wisecracking monster who attacks you in your sleep. No, not Bill Cosby, the other wisecracking monster that attacks you.
Oh.
Today is Harry Potter's fictional birthday.
Hmm.
Things have been pretty boring for Harry since he defeated Lord Voldemort. These days, he only uses his invisibility cloak to watch Hermione go to the bathroom.
Oh.
He's dirty. He's dirty.
Yeah, that's Harry. Gross.
Gwyneth Paltrow is now selling $1,700 hip-hop handbags.
Okay.
So buy one of Gwyneth Paltrow's hip-hop handbags now and finally confirm you're the single worst person ever on the planet.
Horrible. Oh.
And finally, adult coloring books are trending across the country. This is the hot new thing.
Mm-hmm.
They also hold adult coloring contests. And all you need to enter, crayons, paper, and sadness.
Oh.
Lots of sadness.
I have all those.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on 101 WRIF.
Dave.
I was pooping my pants at work. I was pooping my pants in the car.
Chuck the Freak.
Honestly, I'd poop right in my grandma's mouth.
Lisa Way.
Nothing says I love you like a bronzed butthole.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We're taking a break on this Backyard Barbecue Friday here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Does everyone remember the day their badass left them? The day you realized you weren't quite so hardcore anymore.
Mm.
We're going to tell you how a listener just came to that realization when we come back and open up the Riff Lines to talk to you. When did your badass leave you? We'll find out right after this on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Two planes almost hit each other at Chicago's Midway Airport. So an air traffic controller yelled to stop. Here's a little taste of that.
Stop. 317, are we the ones clear for takeoff?
Why can't they improve the sound quality
between the tower and the plane?
Bad it is?
Yeah, Lucas.
I'm actually a regional pilot, and the recordings, they're actually pretty clear when we were talking back and forth. And
you sound just like a pilot.
He did. He talks at the pace of a pilot.
Yeah.
Dave and Chuck?
Yeah, we're here, man. Go ahead. What's your comment?
I'm a regional pilot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You had a comment?
Yeah.
What's your comment there?
It sounds pretty clear when we talk.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling in, man.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
7:42 on a Friday, bitches, on Dave and Chuck the Freak. The day of our big backyard barbecue. All sorts of stuff going on here at the studio this morning as they are getting set up for this. We'll be out there around 9 o'clock. And all the listeners who won their way in, they're in for quite a treat. Food and drink from Famous Dave's, Twisted Rooster, Stonewood Smokehouse Bar and Barbecue, American Coney Island, Cottage and Pizza, Subway, Faygo, Drink Marley, Guitar Hero and Pac-Man Game Challenges with Dave and Buster's. The dunk tank's getting set up, and you can dunk the Tito's Handmade Vodka Girls and the Riff Rodka Girl. The Riff Rodka, did I say?
The Riff Rodka Girl!
Riff Rodka! The Riff Rock Girl, Kayla, and everyone that tries to dunk them will be in the running to take fantasy batting practice at Comerica Park August 2nd. The Dodge Hellcat and Challenger will be down here for you to check out. Grab some ice cream from the Metro PCS ice cream truck. Jump in the Riff Cash Cube and grab as much as you can to win prizes. Get your photo in the Metro PCS photo booth and much, much more. Got to thank our sponsors, Metro PCS, Dodge, and Subway. The Backyard Barbecue kicking off a little later on this morning here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Coming up right now, though, everyone, do you remember the day your badass left you? When was the day you realized you weren't quite so hardcore anymore?
We're going to tell you how a listener just came to that realization, and we're opening up the Riff Lines right now to hear from you. When did your badass leave you? When did you realize it did? 248-544-WRIF, 248-544-9743.
101 WRIF. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Do you remember the moment your badass left you? The day you realized you weren't quite so hardcore anymore. If you do, you can join us on the Riff Lines with your story. 248-544-9743. 248-544-WRIF. Toll free, 1-855-WRIF-101. Or text 4-WRIF-49743. This guy sent us an email that said, my moment will stick in my mind forever. Driving into work a week ago, downtown Detroit, come into an alley behind the building as usual, slightly faster than safe speed, he says. But in this particular morning, there are two young street toughs and their girlfriends walking in the alley. Well, even though I wasn't anywhere near close to hitting them, I guess it was scary to see my car come whipping around the corner. So the shirtless guy starts with the raising of the arms and strutting towards the direction of my car in a come at me, bro, kind of style.
Son of a bitch.
While I'm trying to circle my car into a space. Set the lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, this kid would normally make me laugh, but all of a sudden, a thought rushed over me. Even though this jackass is probably doped up to the point of not being able to do any damage, he does have his buddy, and the Orange Is the New Black Girl Squad behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there have been 3 shootings here in the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So something made me put my car back in gear, drive out of the lot, and drive away. I waited around the corner and came back when things had cooled off. It was total fear. I have never acted that way before. Win or lose, I always defended my ground. But this seemed different. Was I going to stand up to this meth head over what? Possibly get shot, stabbed, beat up? The fact remains, though, for whatever reason, I opted flight instead of fight for the first time in my life. I realized then my badass left me.
Yeah, I don't, boy, I don't think I've ever had it, really.
You've always just fled.
I think my badass left. I think I was in probably 3rd grade when I was supposed to fight one of my buddies, and I was like, I don't really want to fight. I mean, do we have to fight? And he was like, no, we don't really have to fight. I said, okay, good. I think that was it. I was more a negotiator right off the bat. I'd rather negotiate than fight.
It's like logic sets in. Like you start to rationalize.
Yeah, but that's even early.
That's really early.
That's early.
No,
I think it was laziness.
Guy. Yeah, laziness for Chuck. For Chuck,
laziness.
For sure.
I don't really want to. I mean, I don't. It takes. You ever fought? I fought a lot of energy. A few times. You're exhausted.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Been scared of fighting. I'm like, I don't want to break my face.
Yeah.
When
I got older, you know, I think when like the you know, testosterone's pumping through your veins or whatever, I got like, I guess, a little bit more willing. But really at my core, I don't have this. You know, like if there was a meth head in an alleyway with his arms up wanting to get at me, I'm gone. I'm like, I'm not here to discuss his plans with him. Meth head's plans.
Mm-hmm.
That guy did the right thing. He finally smartened up, I think.
Yeah.
No, you're right. And to me, 99% of the time, I'd be that way too. It's if I'm in a weird mood or I'm not, you know, if I'm in a badass moment.
Yeah.
I lose touch of reality. Like, mm-hmm. I can't. I'm like, come at me then, bro. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know? And really, I probably can't defend myself that well, but I'm ready to take it on.
Yeah. No.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fiery.
I get fiery, but it takes me at the wrong moment.
For me, it has to be like a certain number of things. Like, even in sports, I was very even keel, and then, you know, I would see someone do something dirty. And then they'd do something again. And then they would, like, hurt one of my buddies. And then what my dad always told me was inside of me would come out. It's going to come out one day.
Little badass joke.
Everything goes black.
That's kind of like what happens to me.
Yeah.
I don't even, I look back and go, you're an idiot. Why did you do that? Mm. What about you? When did you realize your badass left you? 248-544-WRIF. Lisa on Twitter says, my badass left me the day I decided to stay home on a Friday night and go to bed early rather than go out and party with
my friends. That guy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The drinking badass has been dead.
I remember that day.
I think everyone remembers that. Mm-hmm. You're like, no.
I'm going to stay in.
I don't want to.
God, I don't know when that was.
I remember.
I don't know when that exactly was.
We're not normal. We get up at 3 a.m., right? So we can't go out like normal people for the most part.
I also think I was making that choice to play online video games like much sooner than I think like my drinking guy would have given up. I was just making different choices. So it's hard for me to discern like when I didn't want to drink really anymore at a bar.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've completely lost all my badass.
It's all gone?
Since I started getting up real early for this. And
changed.
I mean, you guys saw me before I did this. Like,
yes.
You were wild.
Yeah. We saw you in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
When I realized that's a badass.
Yeah, I was pretty wild.
Yeah.
makes you lame.
Yeah, so, like, there was one day where my buddy's like, let's go tear it up, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, dude. I think I'm just gonna make a nice meal and I'm just gonna sit here on my couch because I am exhausted. I am just so exhausted. And now with the girlfriend, it's even more so. My buddy the other day is like, you've changed, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm like, I get up at like 4 in the morning now.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I want to bang a lot.
That's all you have time for.
So screw you. And I, like, I'm looking at the clock all the time with anxiety. I'm like, she might not get here by, like, 10.
Hang on the screw and get to bed.
I'm going
to
skip the foreplay altogether and start knocking stuff off the list.
Yeah.
So my badass is gone.
Yeah, it is. And it quickly.
Yeah, it happened pretty quick.
Yeah, we saw the transformation.
Yeah, I started coming in early and.
Well, think about, like, I think Ken's badass is gone, too.
Yeah, Ken's badass.
Like, Ken was a total badass.
The dude bought strudel.
Right. That's the moment Ken's badass left him, when he bought strudel for a lady.
Yep.
We witnessed it, too.
Yeah.
All right. So what about you? When did your badass leave you? When was the moment? Anonymous up first here. Good morning.
Ripcord.
Ripcord. What was your moment?
Well, I'm in the Chuck the Freak camp of realizing I never had it to begin with.
Yeah.
The day I realized I did not have it was when my gay friends informed me that I am the exact opposite of overly straight guy Ken. I am actually, according to them, I am the gayest straight man alive.
Your gay friends told you you're the gayest straight man alive.
That is correct.
Wow, yeah, that's when you realize you're not a badass.
No, so why? Yeah, that's a tough label.
What makes you, according to them, the gayest straight man alive?
Okay, so here's the laundry list. I like opera.
I can quote
musical theater on demand.
Oh, that's troubling.
I have opinions about interior design. I understand what goes together as far as clothes are concerned.
Oh boy. And you're sure you don't like a dick in your mouth?
Yeah.
100%. 100%. In a way, my dating life would be a lot easier if I did.
Oh, well.
Right, because you're
like a dream man.
Yeah,
for
you're surrounded by gay friends, and I'm sure women are like, oh, that dude's totally gay.
Yeah, that's tough.
And because I actually have sung and I've been in musicals before, and whenever I'm in one of these productions, the leading lady's always like, hang on, that guy's straight?
Yeah.
We're doing the same thing in here right now.
Hey, I mean, opinions on interior design.
That's a tough one.
I think quoting musical theater is the one that stands out by far.
And he's been in musicals.
Being in a musical.
What musical was it, by the way?
There have been many.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of them.
What's the gayest musical you've been in?
West Side Story.
Oh, wow. Oh, you were like a gay thug?
I was the leader of the Jets.
I don't know what that means.
Can you sing us
what that means?
Sing us a little bit of what you had to sing.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I am gay. Oh, damn, dude. No.
He is just a super badass. In our mind.
Jesus, okay, we've got a tough one here to crack.
Yeah, he's badass enough to go on Disco SWAT.
You just might be the right person we're looking to fill our straight quota with. Says here we need one straight guy in the Disco Police.
These You're streets are guy. Mean, and so is your interior design understanding.
I am a perfect recruit. I actually do have a girlfriend right now, and even she sometimes looks at me and says, "Ben, oh my lord, you're gay."
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, is that when tough. She's giving it to you from behind, or when does she?
Wow.
When you're a jet.
You're a good sport, man. Yeah. Feel free to call back again. Gayest straight man alive.
Gayest straight man alive.
He's got the right stuff.
Yeah. He does. He's amazing.
Thanks for calling in, dude.
Thank you.
See ya. I'm not sure that guy ever was bad or ever
no,
had.
No, that's what he said. That's what he said. He never had it. I mean, if you've got an interior design opinion.
Put together an outfit.
Yeah.
And while you're singing a musical.
Man, I like, there's lots of things. Even my milk is less badass now. Like,
what do you mean?
I drink organic milk now.
Oh, my God.
Well, oh, that's good.
Yeah. It tastes better.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's not full of
proud
all
of
those.
Proud of you, Andy, for changing your ways.
I changed a little bit.
Bits will make
now, was
him
it your
change.
Lady that changed you?
Yes.
Lady
yes. changed you, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, she's
the got, bits are like, her bits are like, I think you should eat these bars.
And I'm like, I think I should eat these bars.
Yeah, bits are like a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they definitely can take you, the badass out of you. Sure. They can tell the badass right to go.
Yeah.
Usually that's the number one thing that takes the badass out of
yeah,
you.
It's true. The woman in your life does.
Yeah.
I think it like depends on the bits. I think because some guys feel like they have to like be macho for the bits mm-hmm. if they're with the wrong kind of bits.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
right kind of bits settle you down.
I think. And I think kids do too. Like,
Chuck yeah, sure.
does stuff in his life now that I can't imagine him ever dreaming of doing, but he's got a little girl.
Right.
And oh, that totally, right. You would put a dress on, you'd dance around the house as Cinderella, you'd do whatever she wants.
We just
do.
Cuddled on the couch yesterday, just cuddling. I was watching some teen movie.
Right.
Yep.
Never would have done that before.
Nope.
But you do then. Jake from Detroit, what was the moment when your badass left you?
Hey, Ripcord.
Ripcord.
Ripcord?
Yeah, so I used to go to dope houses with drive-through windows, and now I stay home and play video games.
Yeah.
So yes. the day I got sober, I lost my badass.
Nope, that's good. That's probably that's a good choice.
Thing, yeah.
Positive no. direction. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a positive badass.
Yeah.
Moment. Like dope fiend to me isn't as badass as like one might think.
Right,
I think it's like a poor choice.
Well, and you know what, man? Like, even badass, like, I never was truly a badass because, like, I grew up with my dad who was and is still to this day a badass.
Yeah, that's different.
And just, like, everything he liked as a fat little kid, I was just like, I'm so delicate, I can't. I'm like, Dad, we're camping, we need to go to a hotel where there's air conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm so delicate.
No, it's true. Like, maybe it's just something where as a kid growing up, being raised by a real badass who, like, had guns and was waiting for someone to try and break into his home,
yeah.
like, that was his dream.
Right.
Maybe you just knew... It's not for me.
Like, I don't have to have any badass because he's got all the badass that is needed here.
Yeah.
You know?
This was texted in to make you feel a little bit better, Andy. Organic milk, you're okay. Almond milk, you're gay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever go almond milk.
Lisa, these poor male almond milk lovers. Let's go to Leanne, who's with us next. Hi, Leanne.
Balls, good morning.
Balls.
When did your badass leave you?
My badass left me a couple years ago. I was in the bar with my friends, and there was a guy there that had, like, gigantism. So he was huge and tall, and he just, like, grabbed me and whispers in my ear, "You don't think you'll fit me, but you'll fit me just fine," and started sidestepping out the door with me. I'm screaming my brains out. My friends can't hear me because they're at the bar and their backs are all turned to me. And then finally the music like went out and they heard me screaming and he dropped me and let me go. But I mean, I tried to bite him. I tried to kick him. I tried to headbutt him. And I'm like legendary for where I, from where I come from for being able to fight.
Yeah. I heard that in your voice.
Yeah. And so was there was nothing like, and this guy was just taking you.
Yeah. He just, my arms were down at my side. He grabbed me from behind. So my arms were pinned and
he's like Andre the Giant type of thing.
Yes. Yes.
You were almost stolen by a giant. Like, this is like something out of like lore.
Yeah.
His name was Tree. That's what
Tree.
Tree. They named it. His name was Tree. That's what they call him.
And wow. He was just claiming you as his.
Mm-hmm. Yep. "You don't think you'll fit me, but you'll fit me just fine," was exactly what he said. And I was like, "Oh my God." And I could not get loose. Nothing I could do. Nothing.
You should have punched him in his tree berries.
Do you think that other giants are like, "Come on, dude, you're giving us a bad rap"?
The other dudes ran out and caught him, but I went and locked myself in the bathroom. Ooh.
That's insane.
Yeah, that is scary. Yeah.
All right, Leanne, thanks for calling in.
Watch out for big giants.
You're right, like, though, tried the giant to King Kong her out of there.
Yeah.
"Come on, man. We're just trying to be giants.
Yeah.
We don't want no trouble." Yeah.
That's insane. Anonymous, we need voice-changing technology for this one. We're talking about the moment you realized, "Oh, I'm not so hardcore anymore. Your badass left you." When was it for you, Anonymous?
"Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?"
I was with my girlfriend at the time, downtown Windsor, and I'd never really been in a fight with anyone besides my friends.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, a decently big guy, so I'm not really afraid necessarily of anyone. But I just never really had a reason to get in a fight. But this one night, there was this guy I really wanted to take down.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Oh, no.
What happened?
That's a...
He told Jason that he instead, during the fight, he sharded himself.
No.
And he realized his badass had left him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
No.
It's like a defense mechanism.
It is.
He literally crapped his pants.
Oh, that's my first move.
Yeah. I crap my pants when anybody threatens me.
Oh, that's the last thing I really want to do. Like, there's a part of my brain that is like, "Fight that guy." But there's like 90% of my brain is like, "You're an idiot."
Craig is up next. Good morning, Craig.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. Let's get to the regular line. We're talking about the moment you realized your badass left you. When was it for you?
I spent a good half a day at Bed Bath & Beyond color coordinating my bathroom, and I didn't realize it.
Oh, just you got lost in time in there, huh?
Yeah.
Bob, a new recruit for us.
Yeah. You're your decorator, number one.
So you were by yourself? You weren't with a woman?
Was.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I was completely by myself. I remember even asking one of the workers, is this too green or should I go darker?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, if it would have been easy for you, if you would have been in and out quick, got it, then, you know.
No, I mean, I was getting towels and curtains and rods.
I don't even know if straight men can enter Bed Bath & Beyond without being under suspicion.
I've never went into one.
No.
I mean, like, I'm probably days away from it, but...
Yeah, you are.
No, but there's a difference, though, I guess, between, like, what'll happen to you. You're going to get dragged there.
Right.
Right. Okay. You can go with a lady, but a straight man going into Bed Bath & Beyond
just
by himself...
Let me just stop in here for just a quick second.
There's so many greens.
Yeah.
How many there are, he said.
Yeah.
There are.
All right, Craig, thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
But it was hard for him to put it together. If it would have been easy, then that would have been
this and this.
Yeah, because I do think, like, if you're just super,
you know, exactly.
You just like this, voila, it's done.
All I need is to smell some jasmine.
I'll take that jasmine. Thank you.
David from Canton, what was the moment that you realized your badass left you?
Penis, guys.
Penis.
Well, I've trained in martial arts pretty much my whole entire life, just various forms, all these sample stuff, and it's been all over the place, trying to figure out more about fighting. I joined a martial arts called Krav Maga, Israeli, and we were assigned to putty up with a bunch of people and decided to spar, and I ended up with this girl that's thoroughly trained in Krav Maga. She tried to box me at first, and I ended up having the upper hand in boxing. Next thing I know, I'm on the ground getting my ass beat by a girl that's 110 pounds. I'm like 200 pounds.
And she was like, you know, whatever that Rousey chick's name is, and she's just beating your ass.
Yeah, pretty much. And she let me think that I was actually winning at first, and then next thing I know, I'm like scorpioned on the ground. She's choking me out. She's got her knee in my spine, and I'm like tapping, but she can't feel me tap, so I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to die.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yep, have a great one.
This guy said, I realized I was no longer a badass when my 3-year-old wanted to ride the biggest roller coaster at Universal Studios. Now, normally, I think it would be awesome that someone so little is such a daredevil, and I would agree to let them, but instead, I went into panic mode and started questioning the mechanics of the roller coasters. It was then I realized I was no longer the cool, fun, badass parent I thought I was going to be. I think that's another moment you lost your badass, Chuck, when I had to take you to first aid at Cedar Point when you got sick on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
when I had to take you to first aid.
It's true. You had to carry me to first aid.
Gonna need some help from my friend over here.
I need some Dramamine or something. I just don't feel good. Guys, listen. You guys just go on. I'm just going to lay on this bench, which I did.
Yeah, you laid on a bench.
Which I did for hours.
Yeah.
For hours.
For hours. I sat with him, too.
I'm like, sat with him? You didn't miss out?
Yeah.
Three rides on that Raptor going around and around, like spinning, and all of a sudden, like, and it had never affected me like that before.
So I had to take him to first aid, and then I had to take him to the hat shop because he was getting too much sun.
Yeah. I had to buy an Asian hat.
Oh my God. Jeez, I'm just getting a little bit too much sun, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lanta, get me out of this.
I'm going to rest myself.
Yeah. Just all that spinning and all this sun. It's a recipe for disaster.
All that spinning and all this sun.
Chuck.
I'm telling you. It was.
You got him to first aid, though?
Because I
got him to first aid. We got him some Dramamine, and he started to feel a little better, but he realized he was getting too much sun.
Oh, God. So, well, I was bald. I had a bald head.
And then the hats wouldn't fit him, regular hats, so we had to get him, you know, those Chinese hats they wear in the soy fields.
Yeah.
So we had to get him one of those.
Yeah, that was it.
So Chuck, who's now purple and dizzy, had a Chinese hat on.
A guy.
But, you know, like, I never heard the Chinese hat part of the story.
It provided the most coverage for him.
Yeah,
so that's
what he
wanted. It was like one of those wooden hats that you'd like wear in a rice field. And they had them, and they were the best.
Because none of the other hats would fit?
Yeah, it provided. He wanted something with
the most coverage.
Yeah, so but you picked that out?
Yeah, the Cedar Point baseball hats were a wee bit snug.
Yeah,
so
they
we
were.
Picked the Chinese one for coverage.
Yeah. Just look, what are they called? Jesus. That's them. It.
Yeah, so this is what Chuck looked like there. The straw Chinese hat.
Oh,
that's what he looked like at Cedar Point.
You gotta get him a hat and a cooling fan.
Look like that guy. Yeah, but everything was good after that.
Were you the only one wearing that hat?
Of course,
there?
Yes.
No. It's the first one they ever sold. It's the first one they ever sold.
You can't wear it on a ride, it would fly right off.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
So then later on he got a little better. We went on a couple more rides, but I'd had to take his hat and store it in the little cubby. I had to put it in the cubby and then get back on the roller coaster and make sure he was all snug in and ready to go.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that did change me because I went from a guy who was willing to get on all sorts of roller coasters to then now, if it's going to flip me upside down and stuff, I have to rethink it. I have to think, no, probably not.
And my dad had always said it was going to happen to me, and then it did. It was devastating.
That happened a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that was like the first me knowing that I was getting old. I was probably Andy's age.
Yeah.
It probably, like, it should happen to you any minute.
Yeah, things are bad. Dude, the other day, this is another Bits-related I'm losing my badass story. I went shopping for my girlfriend at the grocery store, and I was given a list.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got this list, and on it says Cinnamon Cheerios.
Yeah.
And I was in the cereal aisle for about 20 minutes.
Where are these goddamn Cheerios?
I'm like, there's apple cinnamon, but it just says cinnamon. But there's cinnamon, but it's a protein-based cereal. And I grabbed the wrong kind, and I felt terrible.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You're on your way.
I am a pussy.
Yeah, no, you are. You are.
There's no question. Someone texted in wondering, was the Bodyguard soundtrack playing when Dave carried Chuck to first aid?
It sure was.
Cedar Point. Yeah,
sure was my hero.
Absolutely.
So goodbye.
Just listen, Dave. Listen, thanks for those pills. I'm just going to lay here. But listen, I don't want you to stop your fun. You go ride that raptor.
No, damn it, Chuck, I'm by your side.
Don't say it, Dave.
I will not leave you here.
Go play some of those fun little throw the coin on the bottle games or something.
No, I will stay fine. Here on this I'm bench in just... Camp Snoopy with you.
Okay.
Camp Snoopy.
Can you tell him to turn down all that noise? So loud. Oh, the sun is beating down. Is there any kind of hat I could buy?
Yes, well, let's go to the hat shop.
Okay.
The Mad Hattery.
Because none of these fit. Well, none of them are going to give me the coverage I need.
What about this one?
Oh, my goodness.
It's Asian. It may
look just
weird.
Like I'm in a rice field. I'll take it. $57.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
But as a ball, what ball guy goes to the theme park without a hat on?
I don't know.
Or sunscreen
I made something. And that was also, I had spandex on.
That's right. He wore spandex.
Oh my God.
No, listen. No. He wore spandex under his shorts because he thought.
Well, listen, when you're a bigger guy.
You don't want the rubbing.
Well, you don't want the rubbing. And I was like, it's going to be a lot of walking and a lot of sweating.
Yeah.
So I thought my brain was like, put on these spandex shorts you have under your shorts. There'll be no big. Well, that turned into a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Okay. It was.
Like if you looked at you on a thermal cam, like your junk would just be a bright red.
Yeah, like white. Just white. Jesus, it's as hot as the sun.
We're pretty sure he's got a dying sun between his legs.
Yeah. And that's what it felt like, honestly. And it was miserable.
Did you ditch those?
No, what was I going to do? I had them on. They were. It was just part of the deal. I just sweat my balls off.
You could have took them off.
Yeah, then you'd be commando.
Oh, that's true.
No, thanks.
But it'd be cool.
So, I had underwear
spandex
underneath
spandex shorts,
them.
Chinese hat,
yep.
And dizziness.
Yeah.
Combination for disaster.
Gotta lay
at
down.
Cedar Point.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Let's head. Oh, Shark Guy is back.
Oh, good.
And not voice changer because he wants to be.
Okay, yeah.
We got you back. So tell us, recap us how you lost your badass.
Yes, sorry. So, yeah, so it's going to be the big first fight. I'm going to kick this guy's ass, you know, all that. So we get out on the street. It's all going fine. I'm like, oh, I got a fart. Bam. So, like, and it wasn't like a little one either. Like, it was bad.
Mm. Oh,
and I'm
no.
like, okay, well, I instantly have no confidence. So, like, my hands are on my side. I'm like, I've got to fight this guy with crap in my pants. And I've never even fought a guy before, really. So
what'd you
luckily,
do?
Luckily, this guy happened to know one of my friends.
And so,
just at the cusp of it didn't go down.
Oh,
well, good, because you had poop in your pants.
Yeah.
How could it go down?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I don't know.
Like,
unless you whip it at them, it's going to go bad.
No, but I also...
I would say, like, what's worse, like, losing a fight with crap in your pants or winning a fight with crap in your pants?
You know what? The problem with crapping... No, but the problem with crapping your pants is that if that gets out, then what it looks like is you got so scared, you crapped your pants.
Right.
You know? And so I don't think there's any recovering from that. So hopefully he just fled the scene the second the fight was
not going to happen. I don't think there's any way to cover it up either. I mean, I think if you poop your pants, it's an instant. It's like when a baby poops his diaper. There's a smell.
Oh, God. It's worse when a baby than when a baby poops. It's human poop in your pants.
Man-sized
poop. And there's nothing blocking the odor.
No, no good.
Joe from Macomb is next on the Riff Lines. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
When was the moment your badass left you?
When I came back home from the Marine Corps, I've been spending a lot of time with my my fiance, and she's a huge animal lover. And now every time I pass an animal, a dog, whether it's at the mall or walking down the street, I have to talk to it in a obnoxiously like high pitched voice, and I have no idea why.
So this is a we're talking to a Marine,
and you'll be like, "Hey, Snooki Wilcombs."
He's like,
he loves them.
It's real bad.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
You gotta watch yourself, though. Yeah. Watch yourself. Thanks for calling it, man. You have a good day.
There's certain things that just, you know, even the biggest, strongest guy will melt their heart, right? Whether it's little kids or puppies or animals or we're all susceptible on some level.
Bits, Randy.
Bits.
You little bit.
Dave.
I've been strip searched in Mexico.
Chuck the Freak.
Was kind of like sticking my balls in like a meat grinder.
Lisa Way.
Oh, no. That sounds like a nightmare.
Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We're taking a break here on this Friday, bitches, as they are frantically preparing for our backyard barbecue bash outside. Inside, we're going to continue on taking your calls. Strange couple of news stories the past few days. One of a neighbor who tried to kill a guy in his house with a rattlesnake, and another where some folks discovered a guy who had been living in their house under their bed for 3 days. So up next, we want to know, what's the craziest thing to happen in your house? What's the craziest thing to happen in your house? We'll open up the Riff Lines when we come right back. Don't move. It's Friday, bitches, on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
We're talking about the biggest post-sex confession you've heard or made. Let's go to Anonymous.
I took a bus down to Houston, Texas, met this chick on the internet, and she picked me up at the bus station, and we got back to her place and did the thing. So in the middle of the night, the front door comes crashing down, and so right away I jumped up and grabbed whoever it was, and so we're beating the hell out of each other, and I hear her scream, "Ah, that's my husband."
That's why you don't need an internet chick in Houston.
You
don't.
You gotta love dudes that are like, "I'm gonna hop on a bus for three days because I'm getting laid."
That is so true.
I'm on my way to Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Andy, you're going to Cheyenne?
I'm going to Cheyenne. I'm hopping on a Greyhound. I'm heading there.
I'm not sure there's ever been a sex story that ends well when it starts with, "She picked me up at the bus station."
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak. Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with 1 year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.